It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But before we get into what the hell is going on right now, which is pretty fascinating and wild in the both LCSs, let's talk about how we got there. And I want to start with the Dodgers and the Padres. And this was such a fascinating situation. I think baseball is probably happy that it's Dodgers-Mets in the LCS. But we sat here, Jordan and I sat here last week after game three of the NLDS, and we said the Dodgers are done. They're toast. Like, and not just because of how San Diego was playing, but because of how they looked and how the Dodgers looked. The pitching staff was not good. Starters couldn't go long. Relievers couldn't hold it together. Fernando Tatis is thrusting in the outfield. You know, everybody on the Padres, it looked like it. S was going down in San Diego. There's game four. We're going to close it out. And it's like, whoa. Hold up. This is where I might actually say that Dave Roberts became a real major league manager.
Oh, my God. He finally admits it.
He might have become a full-time major league manager.
He might become a full-time. Was he the interim?
He felt like an interim to me. You know, you listen to this show and I bag on Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone, and I'm probably going to congratulate both of them.
I love how both their teams are going to probably end up making the World Series.
But I'll give Dave Roberts credit, all right? They went into game four and they should have had every business to get smoked in that, and the Padres are in the NLCS swagging and throwing baseballs at managers and
pelvic thrusting.
Pelvic thrusting.
Devil's dancing.
And it went two more games and the Padres lost and the Dodgers went through. And what I will say before I toss it over to you, Joe, about this is going into that game four, I would have bet. I'm not a gambler. I know everybody on this station is a gambler. I am not a gambler. It's because I watch baseball and they tell us every time don't gamble. So I don't gamble.
Followed up by a DraftKings ad.
But I would have bet the farm that the Padres would have won game four. And there was something about that. The way that bullpen game was thrown, the way hitters hit, it reminds me of like a college football moment where I'm trying to think. Like, I know this is a bad example because they lost, but this is the example I'll use. Vanderbilt's up 14-7 on Alabama at halftime. And the final score is 38-14, Alabama. Like, eventually you get out-athleted. And game four, to me, felt like San Diego were not focused. And that's the theme of this show, if I'm being honest with you. San Diego stopped being focused. They thought that their swag, their pure God-given talent, they went Griffey mode instead of actually focusing on how to beat the Dodgers, and they lost.
Yeah. I think that you do have a point there. Also, I mean, starting pitching for them and bullpen, as you mentioned, like, they just like flipped the switch, man. Obviously easy to say as Aaron Judge hits a 2-run home run and is now up 6-2 Yankees over the Guardians. Apologies.
Got some money on that.
I think that the Padres did take their eyes off the prize a little bit, and the professionals of the Dodgers, especially, you know, when you are led by a Shohei Ohtani, a Freddie Freeman, a Mookie Betts, who have done it over and over and over again. Shohei, not so much. This is his first playoffs. But again, even-keeled professionals Whereas you got some hotheads over on the other side with Tatis, Machado. I think that they did keep their didn't keep their eye on the ball as oh my god. Sorry.
Stop, Joe. Focus.
I'm sorry.
Be the Dodgers, not the Padres.
And I mean, it does help that, you know, you get that final game at home, but obviously not too far of a drive. But to see the Padres not score a single run in those last two games, that was shocking. Like, I didn't anticipate that happening.
You had Dylan Cease on the mound in game four.
In hindsight, going into game four, it's easy for me to be like, oh, I probably would have taken the Dodgers. But there was something about, like, I've been on the Dodgers. Well, who hasn't been on the Dodgers this entire season? But it was around that July, August mark where I was kind of like, man, I just think the Dodgers are going to get this done. Like, they just have too many offensive weapons. And even with their pitchers' arms falling off throughout the season, they still seem to get healthy enough during this stretch run that they were going to be able to pull it out. And I mean, Yamamoto in game four, he outdueled Darvish.
Game five.
Was that game five? You're correct. That was the 2-0 game. Yes, correct. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting my games.
Game four was a blowout. Game five was Darvish Yamamoto. And Darvish actually pitched really well. He went 5 or 6 innings, to my recollection, gave up 2 runs.
Oh, yeah. Game four was when the Dodgers went with that Brazier guy.
The bullpen game.
Yes, correct. My God. 8 pitchers that game.
I know. That's what's so crazy about baseball where we are right now. It's like, here we are. Judge just hit a home run to go up 6-2 on Cleveland. And we're waiting on game 3 for the Mets-Dodgers tomorrow. But we forget, like, how did we get here? We got here because, honestly, the Padres got ahead of their skis. And once they lost game 4, they were toast. It's like, we talked about this, Jordan. Joe, yeah. You were out. We talked about this. After game 3, the Dodgers looked dead in the water. I've never seen a team more dead in the water than I did after that. The fanfare, the cockiness, the thrusting in right field, the Manny Machado is now in Dave Roberts' head, all that stuff, like, you're done. And after one game, it's over. You walk into game 5, and I expected the Dodgers to win, and they did.
I guess that you didn't expect the Dodgers to be able to get a win in any way possible.
No right? way possible.
Like, I mean, they literally had to go down into the depths of, like, there's more than one way to skin a cat. They went to, like, way number 99 or 100 with a bullpen game. And they now, what, thrown 2 or 3 of those in the playoffs? They don't have starters, but that doesn't seem to matter. And I think that's kind of the surprising thing that you and I were getting at last week is, like, they're decimated. They've had injuries. They've literally had to trade it, you know, for Jack Flaherty at the deadline. There's so many things that they've just had to try to plug and play, but here we are. They're still hitting, and Ohtani isn't even hitting. You know, like, Freddie Freeman was the hero in one of their last games. Like, they've still got 1 through 5, even if Ohtani doesn't do anything, of guys that will really hurt you. So, yeah, they're playing good ball, and it's like they heard our show, and all of a sudden we're like, we're going to use this as motivation or something.
I feel like the Mets were going to send a thank you.
I love the idea of the Dodgers listening to this show, and they're like, watch this.
You jerks.
I love the idea that the Mets looked at the Dodgers and said, thanks, because we don't want to play the Padres. Because, right, it looked like Padres-Mets. That's what it looked like. And it looked like the craziest series, most insane S you've ever seen, unpredictable. Let me tell you, it's the biggest thing that anyone's ever seen. That's what it kind of looked like. And so the Dodgers beat them, and the Mets are like, thank you. Oh, whoops. The Dodgers are now laser-focused. Because that's what the Dodgers had to do to get out of that series, is they had to shut up and play and dribble. That's what it was. Shut up and dribble. And they did that.
And they did that for, what was that, 27 innings? Well, 33 straight, but the 6 of those came in the loss in game 3. But, yeah, I mean, the switch that was flipped, very impressive.
Very impressive.
Like, again, where you think they are shook, and then to just come out and get that win in San Diego. Because you're right. I mean, like, you're in San Diego as well in that game 4.
And that crowd has been the
best. One of the best crowds.
The crowd in game 3 of San Diego is the best crowd we've seen this year.
And so, yeah, you think that it's just like, good luck. especially like, you know, the pitching situation that you're in, having to throw half your roster out there.
And you threw your ace on the mound in game 4 and you lost. And you threw your second ace in game 5 and you lost. San Diego.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
You threw Cease and Darvish and you lost both games.
Yeah. That first one, I mean, Cease has had such a great year. That's got to be the ultimate just, like, buzzkill. And at that point, you're just like, dude, if we couldn't get the win with Cease and they had to throw 15 different pitchers, like, well, prayers to God on game 5, and then that didn't go their way. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.